Everyone talks about stress, but Sir George Pickering, who was the Regius Professor of Medicine at Oxford, said he would never publish an article with the word stress in it, because the word was wrongly used. Stress was the external stimulus. Strain was the response. But the term was used in so many ways that it was not worth using. What is the relationship between stress and health? And how can walking help? A new website called biomapping.net, no www, that's very modern, it's just biomapping, biomapping.net, introduces a very interesting and powerful new tool. It's been developed by someone called Christian Nold, N-O-L-D, and he calls it a community mapping project. And what he does is he attaches sensors to people, to volunteers. It's a galvanic skin response, a GSR, which gives a simple indicator of the emotional arousal in people. And of course, he maps it in conjunction with their geographical location. So he's able to identify what he calls emotional hotspots. I mean, some of them are very obvious. They are, for example, busy traffic crossings. But there are other examples which are not nearly so easy to interpret. What he does is he gets volunteers and asks them to walk. And then he visualizes their walk using Google Earth and the arousal records that are sent to his computer, one presumes, downloaded from the galvanic response meter. So what he's doing is identifying where hotspots are for emotion. He's done a Greenwich emotion map. And he actually finds this quite difficult. He's now got so many different types of data in Greenwich that that becomes more complicated to carry out. But in Harrow, he's got 10 participants. And the 10 walks in Harrow show different levels of emotion. He's got maps about Nottingham, about Siena, Portsmouth, bits of Finland, bits of America. What does it all mean? It's not terribly clear how to interpret this. But what is very clear is that it gives us a new way of mapping, of combining walking as a means of measuring distance using Google Earth and new mobile phones with emotional response. What he says is that in Western society, individuals are continuously monitored by technical systems, everything from CCTV cameras that follow our movements to the microscopic level of magnetic resonance scans. These apparently unconnected technical systems are all part of an attempt to interpret and manage the minute function of human beings. The central notion of biomapping, Christian Nold says, is that we can make better sense of our own body data than a disinterested observer. By allowing people to make active choices about how to share this intimate, yet ambiguous data, we not only create radically new social relations, but we also change our own perceptions of ourselves. So there we are. You could have a look at the San Francisco emotion map. At the end of July, he says, he'll be biomapping Tokyo. Until then, he's working on a book and setting up a project in Stockport and another one in Stoke Newington. So that's Christian Nold, and his website is biomapping.net. His main website about his artwork is www.softhook.com. That's softhook.com. So maybe you need a galvanic response meter next time you go for a walk. In the meantime, have a look at biomapping.net.